Chapter 3. Unwelcome News. The low branch creaked beneath Abeka's feet. She moved carefully across the tree limbs, watching, listening. An arrow already knocked in her bow, but the only sounds that met her ears were the sounds of any forest, the rustle of leaves, and the trill of birds, and the shuffle of small creatures in the branches and the brush. Somewhere on the ground below, Uraza prowled, and overhead, Roland's gerfalcon, Essex, was a shadow against the clouds, circling soundlessly. Abeka shouldered the bow and climbed higher, until she broke through the forest canopy. In the distance, she could see the water that separated Amaya from Greenhaven, the dark shape of boats. They were almost to the water. Slowly, she descended back into the trees. Her body still ached from the fight with Zerif and his stolen beasts. How? How had he taken so many? And the even scarier question, why? And a deeper pain ran through her from whatever had shaken her own bond with Uraza. The first was muscle and bone. The second was something worse. Something that scared her. They needed to get back to the Greencloak's fortress. Olvan would know what was happening, what to do. She hoped. Beneath her, Uraza's dark shape slid past. And then, all of a sudden, the leopard stopped. Her head sank low and her tail flicked, nose twitching as if scenting prey. Or predator. Abeka held her breath and knocked an arrow in her bow, her mind spiralling through a dozen possible threats. Had Zerif come back? Had one of his infected animals stayed behind? What was lurking in the woods? The big cat crouched, hesitated, and then pounced. An instant later, a tinny shriek, cut short by Uraza's strong jaws, and the leopard reappeared, a limp woodland creature in her mouth. Abeka rolled her eyes as the cat looked up at her, as if offering to share. "That's okay," she whispered. "You can keep it." Uraza blinked her violet eyes and began to play with her snack, and Abeka straightened and made her way back across the branches to the clearing where they'd camped.